Care Coaches Insight programs here continue tonight. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. A district game last week, Coach, at Sabetha. Blue Jays get the win 46-7. I know there's probably a lot to dissect from that game, but initial thoughts and takeaways from the loss to Sabetha last week.
Obviously would never take anything away from Sabetha. That's a heck of a program, a heck of a team, and they do things really, really well. They're very well coached. We did not play to our ability. I think that got in our head. I think the team name Sabetha gets in our head, and we just kind of were not focused and didn't realize what we were capable of till the second quarter.
Yeah, when you talk about talking about the name Sabetha, they're a big-time program, and you see your team come out, maybe perform the way that they did. I mean, how do you take that as a coach in scenarios like that?
I mean, growing up, too, you know, we had the same thought process. Kids are kids. We're going to think that. Like, oh, gosh, it's Sabetha. It's somebody, a powerhouse, you know, Nemaha Central, whoever. Like, man, they're really good. Like, we don't have a chance. Like, and it's been an issue in the past at schools I've been at, but it's just getting them to understand that we are getting to the same level that those guys are on. You know, we've showed in film several things that, hey, this is why they're good, and this is what we've been preaching, and we're not doing it yet. You know, like I said, it's just, you got to get it over it. I mean, they're a great team, they're a great program, but the only way to be a great team or a great program is change what you're doing and do things the right way.
How have the kids maybe responded, you know, in the preparation this week for Royal Valley? Have they come out with a different attitude, motivation, you know, after taking kind of a lump like that? Have they come out on the right track here in preparation this week?
Yeah, practice has been a little better. I had a few kids come to me, you know, Monday and kind of say, man, I played like not good. I didn't do a lot of things. I didn't block well. I didn't do this well. And it's kind of embarrassing for me. It's all fixable. The good thing is it's all fixable. You know, we could look at that game, and it was 21-0 in the first quarter, and that was kind of a wow. And then we get to the second quarter, and I mean, it was 6-0. We competed. We moved the ball. Defense was flying around, got a couple stops. Like, that second quarter kind of opened our eyes that we're very capable of doing this. We just have to be able to, you know, come out of the game and stop thinking that negativity and just, hey, we are here, we're as good as we thought we were, let's just take care of business.
I think that's got to feel at least good, you know, from your perspective, when you have players coming up to you and, like, taking, you know, accountability for maybe not playing well. That at least to me feels like that's got to feel good for you as a head coach when you know your kids are taking accountability.
Absolutely. You know, that's something that hasn't really happened in the past couple of years. You know, when I got here and been to other places too, it's always blame someone else, and that's the generation we live in. It's always somebody else's fault. So, you know, getting those kids to understand that, yeah, you're better than what you played. I mean, film obviously does not lie, so every time we watch it, we see something that, oh, we got to get better at that. But having them finally, you know, come up and say, hey, I did not play well, I got to do better, I got more energy at practice, whatever the case, that was definitely a breath of fresh air and a just very, very good feeling that they're starting to take accountability and they want to get better and they see what they're doing wrong and we're going to come out and fix it this week.
Week 6 this week, as we mentioned on Friday night, another district game. You guys are back at home. You take on Royal Valley, another Big East League team. It's a big game in terms of the district and just playoff implications. Royal Valley looking for that first district win. You guys already got one under your belt, so you're a step ahead in that regard, but the initial thoughts on Royal Valley, kind of the expectations, what you're going to see from them this week.
Man, go ahead and take the record and throw it out the window because it means absolutely nothing. I thought our schedule was really tough until I looked at Royal Valley's, and they probably have the toughest schedule in the state. You know, every game they've been in has been a close game. They've fought to the end. They do what they do really well. Their offense is kind of really tough to figure out where the ball is. You know, they just run things really well. And obviously their defense is flying around, you know, not only giving up probably 14 to 20 points a game is pretty solid. They're solid. They're a very good team. They just haven't been on the winning side very much, and that's, they're going to be very, very hungry coming out. So,
finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations. What do you want to see from your team here Friday night against Royal Valley?
We're just looking for a big bounce back after last week. You know, kind of a letdown, kind of a disappointment. Didn't play well, didn't do a lot of things well. And we're looking to just get back on track. Understand that we're a good team, understand that we can win. Take care of the football. We didn't do a great job of that last week. We didn't finish. You know, we had a couple drives that we removed the ball, and then we didn't finish in the red zone. So we're just continuing to chip away, continuing to be positive. We can't have the negative plays. And defense has got to get back on track, get things taken care of. Our alignment last week was not very good. And that's what we've talked about a lot this week, is making sure guys are in the right spot. We're taking care of business and fly to the ball like we have been.
There it is, Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tettmeyer. Another big district game for the Tigers. They're going to be at home this week taking on Royal Valley. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Go Tigers.